Well, the head of Israel's spy agency, Mossad, says it has agents on the ground in Iran, adding that Tel Aviv would be happy to see a revolution against the Islamic Republic. Commenting about the recent protests in Iran, Mossad director Yossi Cohen said Israel had eyes and ears in the country. Cohen warned that Iran is making significant advances in the Middle East. He accused Tehran of, quote, pouring fighters into the region in order to actualize its vision. Iran blames the United States and Israel for orchestrating deadly protests, which took the lives of 20 people. Let's cross over to San Bernardino. I'm joined by the professor of history, CSU San Bernardino, Mr. David Yacoubian. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you think about the head of Mossad actually saying this in public? Why do you think he made this statement?
I won't guess as to why he was forthcoming in making this statement at this point, but my main concern and focus would be on the words that followed the eyes and ears. He said we have eyes and ears and more on the ground. And what the more could potentially suggest is a grouping of agent provocateurs, which the Israeli government is quite skilled at developing and deploying, especially in the occupied territories such as the West Bank. We saw in October of 2015, and this is widely available on the internet, a group of Israeli Mistaravim, which is the undercover unit that dresses as Arabs, inciting a group of Palestinians to throw stones, hurling stones at the Israeli soldiers, who then these agent provocateurs quickly joined, of course, dressed as Arabs in striped shirts so that they could be recognized by the IDF, at which point they joined in with the IDF in beating and eventually shooting at point-blank range these Palestinian protesters. So this is something that the Israeli government is widely skilled at. This is something that the American government has deployed since the 1960s, the COINTELPRO program, and most recently during the 2011 Occupy Wall Street protests. And this is very well documented. In the context of Iran, this would be a classic color revolution tactic to bring about violence that would necessitate a government response that would then lead to calls for a humanitarian intervention, aka an attack or war against said country. In this case, this would be Iran. So I believe that that the statements by Mr. Cohen, for whatever reason that he was forthcoming, could potentially allude to not only just spies on the ground in Iran, but also groupings of agent provocateurs who could subvert, derail, or change the trajectory of, of what could potentially be simply peaceful protests.
Well, what does this mean when you have entities representing one country and interfering in the sovereignty of another country, openly admitting it, but actually no repercussions, nothing happens from a legal perspective? What can be done?
I wish more could be done, but this has been par for the course in certainly American and Israeli foreign policy now for decades. The United States government, the Israeli government, and through American power by way of the United Nations Security Council, the international laws that apply to the rest of the world do not apply to them. And so the, again, and more statement from Mr. Cohen and related to agent provocateurs or spies on the ground, the murder of Iranian nuclear scientists, which is something that the Israeli government didn't deny nor was denied by the American government, is something along the lines of what you're saying, basically an admission of something that would be, of course, deemed to be illegal by the entire world community, but that does not apply in terms of the rules of international law to Israel or the United States. And they're quite open and blatant about this.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. David Yacoubian, professor of history, CSU San Bernardino, out of Bernardino.